Welcome to Brad Kyle's Brad's Motorworks podcast, where we'll be talking about some things about BMW, some things of cars in general, and some things about car repair. I hope you find it educational, enlightening, and I hope it increases your understanding of your car. And maybe along the way, we'll have some fun too. Thank you for listening, and here we go. Episode number 32. Hey, BMW, where's my engine oil dipstick? This one's going to be a quickie. It's kind of this particular one. It's a little bit kind of late to the party, so to speak. Most people that have been around BMWs know that they no longer have an engine oil dipstick. But I do. It's this kind of came to my mind when recently I had a customer come in to, you know, I did some work on his car, and he was picking it up, and he goes, "By the way, I went to check my oil the other day, and I couldn't find the dipstick." And of course, he was thinking that he just wasn't looking in the right place. And of course, I knew his car, and I go, "It doesn't have one." And he was like, "What?" And I go, "Yeah, they it doesn't have one anymore. They took it away." And he was somewhat floored, which was the typical reaction when BMW first started doing this. So I'm just going to real quick, there's a couple reasons why they did, and I'm just going to kind of tell you that. But basically, you know, they got to where they felt, so essentially the only way you can check your oil level, so to speak, is electronically. There is a sensor. I will say they've become more reliable than they used to be. I mean, probably one of the worst single models of BMW specifically was the what's called the E46 3 Series, which came out in about 1998 or 99, and it was built through about 06. Okay, that oil level sensor, it would go bad intermittently, and what it would do is that it would give an erroneous low oil level reading, or you know, it would just turn a fault light on. But back then, you had a dipstick, so you could just check it and go, "Well, wait a minute. The oil level's fine. There must be something wrong with the sensor." Okay, so you could, you know, cross-check, so to speak, and verify, no, the oil level's fine. It's a sensor issue. That was probably the single car that the 3 Series and the 5 Series were both, that sensor would go bad, and typically that's the way it would go bad. It would give a false low reading. So if you didn't check the oil level and you simply just kept adding oil, you're going to have a problem. So I will say the newer cars that don't have a dipstick, they have definitely improved the sensor on it. The issue from that standpoint is that if it does give a low signal and you put oil into it and it continues to give a low signal, or even if it's intermittent, the only way to know for sure what the oil level is to drain it all out and measure it. Okay, that's the downside to the whole thing. But again, they seem to be a lot more reliable. I haven't replaced... I've only replaced one or two of the newer styles, so to speak, that do not have a dipstick. I would say in general, as far as BMW goes, they basically started removing the dipstick from about 2005 model year and later. I'm stating that in generalities. It really depends on the car, on the model of car, and more importantly, the engine that's in it. Okay, but you know, I'm basically saying from about 2005 and later, the dipstick started going away. Okay, it depends on the model and engine version. The reason they did it, a couple things. One is that if a dipstick, and this would be true on any car, if a dipstick's not pushed all the way back in, you have now created a source of emissions. Okay, so in other words, the crankcase vapors that would normally be trapped within the crankcase that would be fed through the crankcase ventilation system, also called a PCV or positive crankcase ventilation system. Normally those vapors would be fed through a valving and, you know, a control system and fed back into the intake manifold to be burned by the engine. Okay, if you leave that oil dipstick not pushed in all the way, or another good example would be if you don't put the oil filler cap on correctly, okay, if it's cocked to one side or something, you have now created a source of emissions, okay? Now, the European government, if any manufacturer who makes anything that potentially during its life and usage pollutes the environment or could pollute the environment, or if there's any kind of waste fluid stream from that product they make, in this case a car, which of course means we're talking about waste oil, waste coolant, brake fluid, any of the fluids in the car that are supposed to be changed periodically over the life of the use of that part or that, in this case, a car. The European government, if a manufacturer can show that they can reduce the total waste stream of fluids from that vehicle, or if they can reduce the possibility of any kind of emission source on that vehicle, they get tax incentives. The manufacturer does. The European government gives the manufacturer tax incentives to do that. So BMW looked at it as, hey, if we simply, you know, if we're going to believe and trust that our sensor system is good enough now that it's reliable, we don't need a dipstick. So that way they just eliminated a potential source of emissions. The other side of it, of course, is that by eliminating it, that means that during the manufacturing and machining process of the engine block and so on and so forth, or oil pan or whatever, they don't have to have any accommodation for a dipstick. So did it reduce their manufacturing costs? Yeah, a little bit. When you buy the car, you're not paying for the part of a dipstick. You're not paying for a dipstick tube. You're not paying for any of those things. Okay. I say you're not. I mean, it's up to them whether they want to give you that price savings. But the bottom line is that they're reducing the possibility of emissions by not having a dipstick. Okay. Those are the two main reasons of why the dipstick was eliminated on the BMW. I have a feeling, I don't know this for sure because I don't work on other cars, but I imagine maybe all the German cars have gone to this, or for that matter, it might even be becoming more prevalent throughout the car range. It's up to the manufacturer, you know. Personally, I don't really like it, the fact that there's no dipstick. Part of it to me is again, it means you're trusting the sensor system. Which, you know, okay, well, it generally seems to be pretty trustworthy, but that doesn't, you know, that's not going to be in every case, okay? The other thing is from, you know, from a person who's been around cars for as long as I have, and for that matter, anyone who works on cars, you know, part of the testing and diagnostic process for us is, you know, potentially we might be using all five of our senses, okay? Yes, we do. Not too much the sense of taste. That's usually not used too much. But, you know, something smells, the way it feels. You're using your sense of sight to look at things. You're using your sense of hearing to hear things. So, you know, by having a dipstick and being able to pull it out and look at the oil, okay, you can see whether is it really dirty. Is it potentially contaminated with maybe coolant, which can happen. Or possibly gasoline, which can happen, okay? It's a feel thing. It's looking at it, okay? Hopefully no one's tasting it. But by not having a dipstick, you can't do that as easily. Now you've got to basically remove the drain plug and take a small sample, okay? So there's more involved. And of course, it gets a little bit more costly to the customer. You can't just real easily pull the dipstick. And again, if you know what to look for, and it's a way to be able, it's kind of like the doctor, you know, putting the old check in your throat, or you know, say ah, okay, taking a little wooden stick and you know, pushing your tongue down there, checking your tonsils, whatever. We've all seen it happen, and that is, they do that for a reason. It's not just to make you say ah, okay. Same thing with a car. It's just the patient is different. That's all. And the testing that we do is different. So there's a good point and a bad point as far as no more dipsticks, but neither you nor I have any choice in the matter. It is the way it is. So like I said, this is going to be a quick one. I just was kind of wanted to put that out there. Those are the reasons why. There's times where it can create a little bit more of an issue from a diagnostic standpoint, because we can't just readily pull the dipstick out and check the oil, you know, visually, and how does it feel? How does it smell? Okay. So, you know, there are some additional costs involved, but in any case, again, quick one. Hope you found it informative. And again, as usual, if you want to get a hold of me via email, bkpodcast5@gmail.com. I'm also available on LinkedIn, and again, if wherever you got this from, whether it be iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, whatever the case may be, you're certainly welcome, and I appreciate and welcome any comments you might have. And again, if you have an idea, a subject that you want me to talk about, let me know. Again, via email or whatever. And if I haven't done it yet, I certainly will put something together. If I need to do some research, I will certainly do that and put together a podcast to where now we all know. And for that matter, if you give me an idea that I haven't thought about and I do a podcast on it, I'll definitely give you a shout out and give you some credit for it. So hope you found this informative. I appreciate you listening. I hope you have a great day and a fantastic week. Thank you again. Thank you for listening to this episode. It's been an honor and a privilege to spend time with you. I hope you found this of value. Please share it with family and friends. Above all else, with all you're getting, get understanding. May God bless you and keep you. And thank you again.